today they were laying the construction.
So,
I'll tell you. So yesterday basically we started doing Rabbeinu Yehuda and Thomas theory, brought down by the Rosh. We have to do the particulars today, but his basic idea was that when you have a Maisa Mitzvah, so sometimes the Maisa Mitzvah is the Kiyam, is the fulfillment of the Mitzvah is in the Maisa. And other times the Maisa is, the real Mitzvah is a certain involvement of the Gavra. And a Maisa is just like a concrete expression of the Mitzvah upon which you're making the Bracha. But the Maisa is not really the fulfillment of the Mitzvah. The real Kiyam is something greater than the Maisa itself. Okay, so when you say when this Maisa Mitzvah is the Mitzvah, then you say Al Mitzvah whatever. Okay, this is it right here. But when it involves the Saskas of the Gavra, involvement of the Gavra, so then you say He commanded us to do so and so, which reflects the nature of the involvement of the person. So we have to figure out the particulars. So Ken asked me if we could define the machlokas between the Ran and the Reina Tam. So I was thinking that maybe we could get started with it. That see, according to the Ran, the chiluk between Al and Le, essentially Al and Le reflected the kedusha of the mitzvah. Because in different mitzvahs, there was some mitzvah kedusha where you have to be involved in actively, and other ones have the kedusha where you have the responsibility to make sure you get ready to take it taken care of. So it's the different languages of the bracha reflect the different kedusha of the mitzvah, the imperfection involved in the mitzvah. But whereas according to the Raz or Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah, the Al and the Le, since you're making a bracha on a Maisa HaMitzvah, the Al and the Le reflect the role of the Maisa HaMitzvah in the bracha, in the mitzvah, the role of the Maisa in the mitzvah. It's more reflecting the nature of the halachic structure than the Gavra's perfection from the mitzvah. Again, according to the Ran, it's the Gavra's perfection from the mitzvah. In the Rebbeinu Tam, it's reflecting the halachic structure of this mitzvah. Vitzivanu, there's a mitzvah here, and it's defining for you the nature of the mitzvah and the nature of the role of Maisa in the mitzvah. Is it a tzivoy on a Maisa mitzvah, or is it a tzivoy on a Hesaskas? So yeah, to me this is an idea of Kedusha. It's an idea of defining what the structure of the mitzvah is and what the role of Maisa is in the mitzvah. It's not saying about what you have to do, or it's more just the nature of the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah miyad? Is it an immediate mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah which says through extent?
Isn't
it? Because according to you could look at it like this: that you're saying Asherki the Shanu b'mitzvosav, it's Ivanu. So according to the Ran, you're giving the Al or the Le is reflecting the kedusha, the Shanu b'mitzvosav. What's the nature of the kedusha? Whereas opposed to according to Rebbeinu Tam, it's explained the Vitzivanu. So elaborating the Al and the Le is determined by the Tzivanu. What is the Tzivoy? What is the command? What's the nature, the halachic nature of the command? I mean, it's a chiddush to say that the bracha is reflecting how the mitzvah affects me. Mitzvah is a halachic entity, it's a halachic structure, and it's reflecting the nature of the halachic structure. How it affects me is the Ran's idea. It's a different type of an idea. I'm just saying, the reason why we said, according to the Ran, the distinction was, all right, what is your obligation vis-a-vis the mitzvah? Is your obligation to act, or is your obligation a responsibility? So that's focused on the nature of the Gavra's relationship to the mitzvah, and his what he has to do. So that's an idea of the Kedusha. So the Al or the Le is expressing the nature of the Kedusha of the mitzvah, the Gavra's what he's obligated in. Whereas according to Rebbeinu Tam, it doesn't do with that. According to Rebbeinu Tam, it's just saying is that you have a Maisa Mitzvah. Is the Maisa Mitzvah the end all, or is the Maisa Mitzvah part of a larger Saskas? So that's the bracha is on a Maisa Mitzvah. It's on definitely making bracha Maisa Mitzvah on a Maisa Mitzvah. But what is the relationship of this Maisa to the Kiyam, to the objective of the Mitzvah? So that's what the Aladula is manifesting. It's a different type of idea. That's like the Vitzivanu. Vitzivanu, what is the nature of the command? As opposed to the Ran, is what's the Asher Kedushanu, what's the Kedusha of the Mitzvah? I'm going the Ran here in the Maskana of Papa, the way we go. I mean, I'm not relearning, how they each learned the Machlokas. I think to go back, the Ran told you how he learned the Machlokas, so we did it. But Rebbeinu Tam doesn't really tell us how he learns the Machlokas, so it's hard to go back like that. I think maybe in the Riva he does bring it up again. He goes to the Riva, maybe he brings up the Machlokas again. But at least for now, let's leave that out. Not saying you can never do that, but I think let's follow his steps, you know, and follow his steps before we start doing that. Okay, so now to Hanukkah. So the question is, what about Hanukkah? Because by Hanukkah, so the mitzvah is really just to light. To light the Hanukkah candle. And once you light the Hanukkah candle, you're filled with mitzvah. And there's nothing more to do. And it goes out, that doesn't matter. Either you're already filled with mitzvah. So if that's the case, so what does he mean by saying that this is a mitzvah which has a delay, or you have to go back on it? You don't. It's immediate. So really it should be a ma'aseh mitzvah, period. It is a ma'aseh mitzvah, right? That's called zokla. That means you don't have to do anything, just the action. So he says, yeah, but still, the amount of oil that you have to put in the candle is the amount that will last from the beginning, from Shkia until Tehran HaShak. So as long as people are on the street. Okay, so what? Bottom line is, it's ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay. So I'm thinking similar to what David's saying here, is that by Ner Chanukah, see, there's a difference between, I guess, saying the essence is the Maisa, the essential Kiyam is the action, versus saying all you have to do is an action. Okay? I'll explain. Which means, by Ner Chanukah, you could have said the essential, the kiyum is that you lit a candle. Right? But if that were the case, right, because that's what you say, because you see if it goes out, you're fine. So if that's the case, who cares how much oil it has in it? You lit a candle. In other words, if the mitzvah by Ner Chanukah is to light a candle, so then you lit a candle. Maitzah hablaka of a candle, you lit a candle. Right, so you say, well, it has to have a certain amount of oil. Why? It's just a ma'aseh hadlaka of a candle. You say it's not a candle, otherwise it's a candle, I lit a candle. So you're saying is, no, the mitzvah is that you have to be mefarsei in the nes. You have to publicize the miracle. Okay, you have to involve yourself in piercing of the miracle. And publicizing is not just an action. Okay, so publicizing the miracle is a continued thing. It's candle. Just lighting something that's going to go out instantaneously, you can't say I'm publicizing a miracle. If I light a candle that has enough oil for 1 minute, you can't say I'm publicizing a miracle. Well, the miracle has extent to it. It means when people are on the streets, you are publicizing it. Now, it happens to be that now, so the mitzvah is for you to publicize the miracle. Now, the only question is, though, did the Torah demand that you continually sit there and maintain it? Or did the Torah say, the Rabbanan say, that the way in which you're mefarsim is through doing a hadlaka of piersim. It's through lighting that which will, by its nature, produce piersim. That's how you're defined as being mefarsim the miracle. Whereas it didn't actually, wasn't a mechai of you to sit there and wait for it. Rather, it packed the piersim, packed the publicizing into the action. But the kiyam isn't in the action per se. It's that the action is that which makes you a publicizer. Okay, so it's like a means. The kiyam is that you publicize the miracle. But how? Through doing this action. But it's not the kiyam is that you did this action per se. So no, you say, what did I do? Oh, I lit. No, you didn't lit. You're a mefarsim. How are you a mefarsim? Because I did an action which is perfectly calculated to bring about the piersim. What do I mean? I put in the exact amount of oil so that it will last through the thing. If you put any less, so now you can now. If I put any less, and you say I just did an action of lighting, it's an action of piercing. So the shear in the candle, the amount of oil, renders the hadlaka the human being involved in piercing. He's not just lighting a candle. So the physical action is a physical of hadlaka, but the involvement, the gavra, he's osek in piercing, in publicizing through hadlaka. But the role of the hadlaka is not the kiyum in its own right. And eating matzah, the kiyum is that I ate matzah. I'm eating matzah, that's the kiyum that I ate matzah. See, here I'm lighting a candle. The kiyum isn't that I lit a candle. The kiyum is that I did piercing. So li hadlik shows you it's not just on the... It says, al hadlaka say would be on this actual action. This is it. The whole mitzvah is embodied in this action. But la hadlik means the human being to be involved in hadlaka, which involves the human idea of hadlaka, of Ner Chanukah is an idea of piercing. So the kiyam is really a kiyam which is not in the Maisa. to kiyam in the person involved in piersim. Even though, practically, all he has to do is an action. So the thing is, when you say, is it essentially, even though originally he's saying, it's a little bit of a development of his idea. Originally he said it's based on, is it immediate, or is there a delay? But that's not, so here you'd say it's immediate, but that's not the concept. That's a way it usually works out that way. But the idea is the essential kiyam in the action, or is the kiyam in some sort of a state, some sort of zaskas? And if it's an action, then it's immediate. And if there's a delay, if it's the state, usually the state continues. But that doesn't mean halacha can't say the kiyam is in the state, but pack it into the action and say that.
That's why
kavim mean. Well, that's about kavim focus of kavim zakla, kavim zakla. Is since the kiyam is the state of piersim, did it actually say you must sit around and wait? You're zakok, you're bound to the ensuring the state? Or did it say it's enough to do the action which has built into it, right, whether or not some extraneous factor comes and stops it? But you say, but the kiyam is that you are mefarsim. So again, this what says that when you say that is the, just this, because you say all you have to do is an action, doesn't mean that the kiyam is in the action. It could mean the action as it conceptually is something greater than an action. Okay, now usually that will be measured by the fact that I have to continually be involved in it. But that's not the only way. It could be if you could show that the action has extent based upon the chatzah that I'm doing. See, normally you say, maybe this is good. Normally if the action is instantaneous. So you do the action, that's it. So if that's all you have to do and you don't have to go back and do anything, so that's it. The action is an instantaneous thing, then that's the kiyam. But here, the action is producing that which will last for a while. So therefore, you could say you are a continual mefarsim, the fact that you lit something which has the potential in it to last for a half hour. But you can't say in achilas matzah the kiyam is that I produce some continual, there's no continual, there's no anything. All it is a ma'aseh alma. But here, the action is an action of creating something which has extent. So the shihoi doesn't come, the last thing, the length doesn't come about through my action that I'm doing it for a long time, but it's through the fact that it's a, my action is a productive action and the product has shiur. Alright? So yeah, it does have extent, but the way the extent is not, is the extent is in the action, not from the fact that I do something for a long time. It's in the chafta. I've created a chafta shel shiur, so to speak, like a nair which has that, who has the shiur. And therefore, it's like by me lighting a candle in the last half hour, it's like I am sitting there for a half hour being farsing the miracle. But in that action is an action of me being farsing for a half hour. Whether or not it actually blows out or doesn't blow out. So now I guess we have the difference between Hallel and Megillah. Okay, so the question is, what's the difference between Megillah and Hallel, right? So Megillah, he says it's Al, it's the Maisa. But in Hallel, he's treating it like a Shihoi. But what's the difference? I mean, either way, you're reading the text, and it goes for whatever long. Well, you know, what's the difference? So he says, because in Megillah you read it without any hafsek, but in Hallel you stop, and the Tzibor answers the beginning of the Pesukim. So, just to say what he's talking about, I'll show you. This is kind of interesting, but how the Rambam talks how they did Hallel. I mean, there's a lot of minhagim about how to do Hallel. Okay? It's really interesting. He says, what they do, he says, this is the way it goes. He says, one guy makes the bracha, this is in Hilchos Chanukah, Gimel Yabez, and he starts saying, Halleluka, and they all answer, Halleluka. Then he says, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. And they answer, Halleluka. Then he says, Hallelu Hashem Hashem. And they say, Halleluka. And then he says, Yishem Hashem Avroch Me'atav Ve'arolam. They say, Halleluka. And on each thing, each like phrase, they respond, Halleluka. Until you end up having the Chol HaHallel, you say Halleluka 123 times. Okay? Wow. And also, when he reaches the beginning of each parak, he says, so when he says, B'teis Yom Mitzrayim, they answer back, B'teis Yom Mitzrayim. And then he says, B'teis Yom Mitzrayim Lois, and they say Halleluka. And then when it comes to Avtiyash Kish, the first phrase in every new parak, they repeat the first that phrase. And then the later phrase, they say Haluka, Haluka, Haluka. Phrase. Position of time. Sounds like the phrase. Then he says, Atikishmas Kolitakanoi, Vacholam Chodzim, Obrim, Atikishan Kolitakanoi. And the beginning, so the beginning of each phrase. And then when he says Anashem Mashiana, they say Anashem Mashiana. Fine. Then Baruch Haba.
What did he have for the
Moses? He says, this is, I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't know if he has it. He doesn't say. And then he says, this was the first minhag, and this is the minhag Rishon, the first minhag, and this is what it's appropriate to do. He says, but in these days, I've seen many places do many different minhagim, different customs in the reading and the answering, and they're all different. They're all, he says, not one is similar to the other. In other words, basically everyone has a different minhag. Totally unique, you know. So I don't know exactly what the Ran, or Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh, whatever had, but I mean, it's not like you read and you think everyone did like what we do. And what we do also, you have a little bit of this, because Hodu isn't, you know, but, I mean, you see the Rambam is totally, you're having the Tzibor, like, I mean, it's, it could be the Rambam, the Rosh sounds a little bit more like the Rambam than what we do. But he says, because you stop at Tzibor Onim, Rosh HaPsukim. You stop and the Tzibor says the beginning of the Psukim. So, I don't know, it doesn't exactly like the Rambam. Point is, though, it's not like you're just reading Halal. It's a very interactive type of a thing going on. You know what I mean? As opposed to in Megillah, you basically just read it. Now it's true, so once in a while, the Tzibor repeats a pasuk, but it's not just repeating a pasuk. I mean, here the whole thing is like butchered up, and you know. So the question is, what's the idea though? What's the idea, and how does it fit into this theory? But by the way, another question, which is that it's a funny halacha of Hallel. I mean, you read this Rambam. I mean, isn't Hallel a mitzvah? Like, what's the mitzvah? I could just do it. Sounds minhag. I mean, there's so many different minhagim. I mean, what kind of, who ever heard of a halacha like that? And almost says not every single town has its own different way to do halal. I mean, this is not the way Torah works usually, right? I mean, it's not the way it's supposed to work. I mean, maybe nowadays it's, the more we have galus, the more these things happen. But I mean, in general, it just doesn't work that way, you know. I mean, what's the deal? What kind of mitzvah is that? And the Ram doesn't seem to be against it, really. He just says this is the right way, but I mean, he doesn't really seem to be against it. He seems to be there, different argument, it's fine, and it's all okay, it's okay. I mean, isn't there a structure to the mitzvah? Okay, yeah. So I think kind of what Yehuda was saying here, is that it's good, I think, like the Ran points out a little later, the Rosh points out a little later, even though it's in the second answer, he says the real takan of Hallel was that when the Kli Yisrael was saved, from a certain type of tragedy, pending tragedy, so they'd say Hallel. Right, when they were redeemed, they'd say Hallel. Right, it's like an outpouring of praise. You know, they'd express the praise. Right, like you see, like on Leil Pesach, for instance. Right, after we experience the Cheiros we're involved in, you know, we give Hallel.
It's like Shira, or that's different?
It's like Shira. Yeah, it's like Shira. I don't know exactly the differences, but it's that kind of thing, right? So so the idea is, the difference halachically is that in Megillah, it's a Maisa Kriya Pesukim. Okay, it's a Maisa Kriya. That's the mitzvah. To be Kori Pesukim, it's a Maisa Kriya. But in Hallel, it's really a Maisa of Hallel. Maisa of praise. Al Yidei HaPesukim. Via the Pesukim. Okay, but the mitzvah is not to read the Pesukim. Okay? The mitzvah is to, for the Gavra, namely the Din, the Tzibor, to express their praise, their, you know, their Shira, their Hallel, to Hashem. But how? Do they make up their own things? No, they use the Shira David, they use Hallel, they use certain Pesukim as their guide. But it's an idea of mitzvahs for the Gavra of the Tzibor to be involved in Shavach Hashem via the Pesukim. How exactly? Every Tzibor determines on their own exactly how they do it. They definitely all have to be grounded in the Pesukim, because that's the basic ideas that are set down by David. But how they do it, whether they interrupt with Haluka or this, that, whatever, that's a different argument. Every place has their own thing. That makes sense if you say the mitzvah is for them to have an outpouring of Shavach, and they're just using the Pesukim as a guide. But if the mitzvah is a Maisa Kriya, then what's the text? Maisa Kriya needs a text. So then it's very good. So in when it's Ayik Megillah, it's a Maisa Kriya. So Maisa Kriya, the Kiyum, is in the Maisa. It's in the Maisa. But in Halal, the mitzvah really is in the Gavra of the Tzibor's involvement in Halal, in Shavach. And the action is just like is the method by which they do it. They read Psukim is the method by which they're doing it. But the Kiyum is not in the Maisa, it's in the Gavra's involvement in the Shavach, in the Shia, in the Halal. Transcends the Maisa. The Maisa is just, so to speak, like, I guess, it's kind of like Ken, it's kind of what you were saying. The Maisa is like a basic outline, basic guideline by which you follow. But it's more of like a baseline. It's so that you're grounded, you know. You can't just go wild and just make up your own Shavach. I mean, that's not a, that's like wild. But you, but it is personalized. But it's under the guidance of the basic, of the text of the David. But the mitzvah is really the gavras to be osik in shiros lashir Hashem. Okay, but how? Again, but Megillah is simply Maisa Kriya. Okay, so Matt's asking, so what's the difference between Megillah and Ner Chanukah? Well, Ner Chanukah, we're saying, is that really the mitzvah is Pearson. And it's just that the Maisa of Hadlaka is just like a representative or sets up the Gavra's involvement in publication. But when it comes to Megillah, we're saying is really it's a Maisa Kriya. So why not say the same thing? Yeah, okay, so I didn't really saying like this. Maybe it's a little different, tell me. But the reason why, you see, by Chanukah, so, see, Pshat is, there's no such thing. What's a Maisa Hadlaka? Right? Like, why is it by Ner Chanukah that it's not just a Maisa Mitzvah? But it's really the idea of the Gavra being Mepharsim. Because what are you doing? It's lighting a candle? What kind of mitzvah is that? It's not, we don't have a mitzvah like that. Like, what kind of, what are you doing? You just, it doesn't have any idea to it. You're just lighting a candle, creating light. But this is the value of the hadlaka is that it's a maisa pirsum. You're creating, again, a candle is just, you're just lighting candles. A candle is, right, like you said, you just light a candle in your house, you're just lighting a candle. What is that? So the character of the mitzvah is that I'm involved in pirsum. It's an involvement in pirsum through a hadlaka. So hadlaka is the means, but the real mitzvah, the real Kiyum Mitzvah is that I'm doing Pearson. But see, but Kriyas Pesukim, Megillah is a Maisa Kriyas Pesukim, and Maisa Kriyas Pesukim intrinsically has Pearson. It's true, Pearson is involved, but that is what Kriya is. Kriyas Megillah is communicating the text of the Megillah. So you don't have to, like, that is the Maisa. It's not like, see, in Ner Chanukah, the Maisa is lighting a candle, which is not Pearson, lighting candle, lighting candle. So you say, well, the Maisa is lighting candle, but the Kiyum is something which transcends, which is above, removed from the Maisa. Okay, so the Maisa is not the mitzvah itself. The Kiyum isn't the mitzvah itself, it's in the Gavrism of Pearson, of the Nais. Because the Maisa is just lighting a candle. So, but in Megillah, that is, the Maisa itself is a Maisa of Pearson. I mean, it's a Maisa of reading the story of the miracle. So that is the Kiyum is in doing that. I did the myself in Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah is Pearson. Kriyas Megillah is communicating the events, reading the events of the Megillah. So that is exactly what I'm obligated to do. There's nothing beyond that. Pearson, that is the myself. So it is directly a myself of Pearson. But in if I said Al Hadlakas Ner, it would be like on lighting a candle, and then it would be the Kiyum is lighting. Lighting a candle is nothing. Lighting a candle is no, it's the Gavra's using the candle to be involved in something greater than Pearson. But reading Megillah is Pearson. It's the Maisa of Pearson. It's the Maisa of reading Megillah, which is the Pearson itself. Okay, so maybe this has something to do with something Rabbi Zucker once said. I'm not sure exactly. But so then what about this other answer he says? His other answer, so that's one answer. He says, why Hal has to be Al. But then he says, also, he says, another reason... He says, because the real takana of Halal was for whenever there was a tragedy which we were redeemed from, and we expressed the Halal. And he says, since that's the mitzvah, therefore it's appropriate to say le. Because any mitzvah which isn't a chova tamid, isn't a constant chiyuv, constant obligation, it's not appropriate to say al. Okay, you shouldn't say al unless if it's not a constant thing. And since really the mitzvah is, whenever in history this thing happens, that's a primary tikkun of al is that. So therefore, le is more appropriate, not al. So it's like different answers. It's forgetting about the le and the whatever. But still, a different theory. It's just saying, by the way, you can't say al if it's not a chovatamid. Like, even if you wanted to say that it really were just a maisa kriya, so to speak, of just of reading the thing, even if it were that way, he's saying still you wouldn't be able to say al. Because since the chiyuv isn't constant, it's just kind of, you know, whenever it happens, so therefore you shouldn't say al. Therefore you can't say al. So what's that idea? Yeah, so it is, I think we've been saying that al. See, al, it's like you commanded us on this institution. On Kriyas Halal. Okay? So that's good if there's like a fixed institution called Kriyas Halal, and this day you have this obligation, and this day, right? There's just like a fixed halachic structure, and you commanded us. So what does it mean, al, Netilas Lulav? It means on. There's an institution in the halacha called Netilas Lulav, and we're commanded on this institution. We have to respond to the institution. So it's like it's referring to it like it's like a structured institution. It's like a phenomenon called Netilas Lulav. Phenomenon called Melachias Matzah. You commanded us on this institution. Doesn't mean on this institution. We're commanded to respond to this institution. So that's good if you have like a fixed structure, a fixed halachic structure, and I'm commanded to respond to that structure. But he says, but in Hallel, it doesn't work that way. There's no structure. It's like once every few hundred years. I mean, who knows? It could be. It's not a fixed structure. Rather, we are commanded likro as a Hallel. The Gavras are commanded to respond in Hallel. When the appropriate events take place, the Gavras are commanded to respond. It has to be in the Gavra. See, when there's a fixed structure, then you could try to formulate it as in terms of the as like an al. And there's a fixed halachic structure, so you could talk about the person that's from the perspective of the Gavra doing it, or from the perspective of the institution itself. Right? You could refer to the institution. But the saying is that if it's not fixed, then you can't refer to the institution itself. Even if it is like a fixed form, the Maisa is very compact and limited and immediate, but if there's no, if in the halachic system, it doesn't have, it's not a fixed reality, but it's contingent upon the Gavras being moved and their experiences, that doesn't make sense to say an al. You can't refer to it like as an al. We're commanded rather for Gavras to respond in a certain type of way. That's what we're commanded to do. Not that the Torah is creating a fixed halachic reality and saying we have to respond to that. Okay, so we have left in the Rosh. We have Mila, right? So by Mila, why it is Lachnis Avishal Avram Vino. So for that, so read this thing here, this Mila thing. You can look the way he says it in, right? Does he talk about it here? Maybe he doesn't. I forgot. No, he doesn't talk about it. It's Mila. Not somewhere else. Okay, so that's the way he says it here, and you could also look in, actually there's a Rabbeinu Tam in, I think it's on Zion, actually, I think he talks about it also there, Zion of Aleph. One second here, there's Tosas on Zion of Aleph, who talks about it a little bit also, but maybe you can look at that, but I don't know if we'll get to that, but the main thing is this, the way the Rosh says it, and this I photocopied the Tosas of Rabbeinu Peretz. He talks a little bit also. It's kind of interesting. You can take a look at it. It's a star in the photocopy. It's also made of Paris on this Gemara. He talks about Rodi Shalomar. He talks about the Mila thing. So that's so you do that Mila, and then the thing is Tefillin, right? Remember Tefillin he has on the Shayad and the Shal Rosh. He says because they didn't want to set up. Really, they should both be Leh because they're state. But they don't have two of the same bracha back to back. So therefore, it's an Al on the second one because it's the Gemara. Right, that's that, and what's that idea? And if you looked, remember, Rabbeinu Tam, seemingly Sefer Yashiv, didn't say that. He's very brief. But he just says, because the Gemara says, if you talk between the two tefillin, then you make two brachas. Right? And al mitzvos. And he says, therefore you say al. He's very cryptic, what the Rabbeinu Tam is talking about. But what's that idea by tefillin? So there's two answers by tefillin, and the Mila. Two answers by Mila. So that should keep us busy, and then after that we're going to go to the Riva. Okay, further the Rosh brings down the Riva. But for tomorrow, we'll try to finish up the Rosh tomorrow. I think that should be good. I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam.